Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights, two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly Not Safe for Work podcast about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today's Saturday, May 31st, 2014. I'm Miranda Janelle, and I am joined by my lovely and talented co-host, that fracking cat.
Not a real cat.
Not a real cat. Nice. Nice. I like it. That's, you know... Little reference to edumacation. You know, we used to start off the show by telling everyone that, you know, we're both really big fans of Kevin Smith, and frankly, the reason why we're even doing this in the first place, the reason why we started a podcast was because he urged his fans, you know, he gave us homework. He said, you know, go out and start, you know, grab a buddy and start a podcast. He says, you remember when we used to do that whole spiel?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was before we even actually released our first episode. Although, did we do that in the first episode? I don't really remember.
I think we mentioned it, or the second one, when we did like an origin story.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Anyway, nice way to, you know, get me down a rat hole with the edumacation throwback. Yeah. I guess, you know, we should probably explain. Yeah, a little bit of a rat hole, you know, kind of.
Okay, well, most people go down the rabbit hole, but you got to go down the rat hole. It's got to be right?
No.
Because you know how I feel about
Disney. Wait. He said, okay. All right, so we actually have, I'm just going to jump all over the place, and I already mentioned during kind of like the pre-show that we were, you know, streaming out, that one of the things about doing things live is every single time I see a tweet, I have a little
squirrel
moment.
Yeah.
And that's Doug from the movie Up. Oh, I love that character so much. It just made me crack up. You know, just the entire concept, you know, blah, 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 blah. Squirrel!
Yeah.
We did get some new followers this week. You know, we got Diana, and I know for a fact that she found us because of Gabnet. I think it was Jim's show that really turned her on to us, but I'm going to pretend that it was Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle. Either way, it's a show that can be, you know, either Jim's show or my show can be found on weeknights on Gabnet at 9 p.m. Or midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific, except for Tuesdays. There's a blank spot in Tuesdays. But, you know.
Yeah.
There may be a show filling up that time slot soon. Never know. Anyway, Diana found us because of Gabnet, and
I didn't know she started following us.
Yeah,
she's cool.
And then oh wow, we actually got a few other people. We got someone named Skipper Jim at History Afloat. I'll bet you that's Jim. That. Skipper Jim, how-to books, custom boat models. I don't know. Jim, do you have another account? Are you boosting our numbers? I don't know. It's just here. Let's talk about Revelstoke Jim even more than we already do. Jim has a hobby of making boats, and he posts pictures of them and everything. They're pretty cool looking. So
on Facebook.
Well, he tweets them sometimes. I know he does post them on Facebook, quite a bit, but,
there's a lot more interaction on Facebook that I need to start keeping up with.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a Facebook, but I started to say the Facebook.
That's actually what it was originally called. So that would be okay. Anyway, so yeah, we, We got a follow from Skipper Jim. Thanks for, well, hey, thanks for following us. Jose Ruiz. Ruiz J 1972. You know, thank you also. And then Matt Quinton, Nitwit 12345. He also followed us. And hey, I'm just going to jump at, let's hold on to that. But yeah, yeah. Okay. I was going to jump ahead, but I realized I haven't, you know, said, you know, we've been talking about who's followed us, but we haven't said, you know, hey, if you want to check us out on Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod. We have a website, midnightmovienights.com, which I put a little bit of work into this week, and now we have a new page for the stream, and the stream's on the homepage, and let's see, what else did I did? Oh, because we made it to our 20th episode, we were getting 20 episodes all on one page, so I added I added some paging controls and everything. So
I've been busy this week.
I've been very busy this week, which is kind of why I don't have a hashtag morons. I've been pretty much, it's either been my day job or I've been working on Getting Geeky or Midnight Movie Nights. I've been, yeah, it's been a week. It really has. But anyway, so midnightmovienights.com. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher. We're even listed on TuneIn now. The stream hopefully should be showing up in TuneIn any day now. And hey, we're in a lot of places. I went and registered us in a bunch of places, and turns out that the Zune Marketplace apparently doesn't get you into the Xbox like I previously thought. Raphael from We Are Not Here to Please You had mentioned that he thought it was the same thing, and he had checked, and they weren't showing up in the podcast area for the Xbox. I don't know. I don't have one. It's not one that I can really check.
But, yeah, me neither.
But yeah,
the
there's
PS2.
Okay.
I still got the Atari 2600.
Well, I have a PlayStation 3, and that I still remember why I got that, because it was the day after we released our first episode, and then having Judge Funky Boy and Brad Raven, you know, make contributions to the show within hours of us first posting it and everything, and just remember riding that high. I mean, we were up talking until like at least 6 o'clock a.m. my time. Yeah, that day was just insane, and I was so incredibly happy that day. I went out and bought a PlayStation 3, even though the PlayStation 4 had already come out. It was just, you know, like, there's just one game I really, really want to play, and it was Injustice: Gods Among Us. And I'd played the, you know, the iOS version, but I really wanted to play the console version. So I just decided, okay, it's finally time for me to buy a PlayStation 3. Maybe I'll get a PlayStation 4 once the PlayStation 5 comes out. I don't know. We'll see. I'm not that much of a gamer. But anyway, we were talking about places where we can be found and how I've registered us in a few places. But hey, if you happen to find something, like if you have a preferred podcast app and they have a directory and we're not listed in it, just do us a favor. Send us an email over at midnightmovienights@gmail.com and let us know. We'll do the research. We'll get ourselves added to that listing. You know, we're just trying to make it easier for people to find us. And
if we're not there, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll find a way to get there.
We'll push our way through the door. We're here.
Yeah, I mean, we really are trying to get the word out there, but we're kind of doing it word of mouth, and I don't know, I'm very, very comfortable with this show where we're at now. How about you?
Yeah, I am. I mean, we could go the Borg route and just start assimilating people.
No,
resistance is futile.
No. Instead, you know, I would prefer to just focus on delivering the best product possible, you know, like not having the audio fuck-ups that we had Oh, hey, did I say we're not safe for work podcast? Yeah, I think I did. And why do we say that? So that we can say...
Fuck!
Did...
Yes, you have been busy. Grabbing all kinds of
no,
stuff.
He said assimilate, not inseminate.
What?
I told you, Twitter. It's a very, very squirrel moment. But yeah, so that's okay. So anyway, we're focusing on trying to put the best product that we can out there. I'm doing a lot of research into the broadcasting and everything. And yeah, wow, my brain just took a massive crap. Just decided like, okay, I have a thought. You know, here's some words to say. Oh, by the way, we're gonna change it up on you at the last second, make you sound dumb. Well,
words
hey, that's
speak good.
Yeah, words speak good, but that's why we call ourselves two idiots with a microphone. Anyway, enough of beating the dead horse. Yeah, the audio kind of stunk last week. Took me quite a while to clean it up, but at least the archive version ended up sounding pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I did end up listening to part of it.
At least you listened to part of it, which is better than what you normally do.
Well, you didn't let me finish. I mean, on the stream, I've been listening to the stream on and off, and I heard that last week. I sent you a message about today. It's like, I am an idiot with a microphone. Or just an idiot. But
yeah,
it sounded
actually,
good.
I had an interesting technological challenge to overcome. You know, when we threw up the 24/7 stream and everything, the computer that I'm running it off of, I guess... That's like originally I had when we were releasing them, I was checking a checkbox that said like ignore and shuffle in iTunes or something, and it actually wrote the metadata to the files. So I had every episode in the stream, or every episode in the playlist for the stream, and I had it set on random, but it was only playing the same 9 episodes over and over and over again. I couldn't figure out why the heck it was doing it. I thought it was maybe because it was, yeah. Anyway, boring details aside, I had a checkbox checked that I shouldn't have, and now things are actually going out pretty well. It seems to be handling the randomization fairly well, and yeah. So you were listening to our stream, but I listened to something earlier today because I saw a tweet.
Okay. I see one or two myself. What did you see?
I saw a tweet from Nittwit 12345, aka Matt Quinton, aka Batman.
What?
Apparently, he used to look a lot like Ben Affleck, to the point where people would actually ask for his autograph, and even when he showed them, like, his ID, or I think it was his ID, they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, okay, we get it. Yeah, we know that Ben Affleck's not your real name.
Tell me something, Matt, tell me.
These people actually believed that he was Ben Affleck, so...
So
Batman is listening to us and interacting with us right now.
Matt, tell me that whenever people started to walk away, you just kind of mumbled out loud where they could hear it. I was the bomb in Phantom Joe. And just walk away. Come on, tell me you said that.
Okay, anyway, so earlier... That was a good one, Katie. All right, earlier I saw a tweet from Matt that said, Movie Nights Pod, I just found your show on Stitcher and was wondering if you'd give my show a listen, slscast.com. And so I checked it out, and SLS stands for Silver Lenticular Screen. And in case you don't know what that is, right there on their homepage... It tells you it's a type of projector screen used in the early years of cinema, originally referencing the actual silver content on the screen's highly reflective surface.
So this is where we get the silver screen from? When they talk about movies? Okay.
Yeah. Yep. But you know what that means? If they're the SLS cast, they're another movie podcast. And guess what?
I've heard of others out there.
We're, yes. You know, they are definitely, you know, Matt and Tim are definitely do a conversational podcast, but my God, they talk about movies way more than we do. And I mean, like, they really actually get into it. It's great. It really is. SLScast.com. Check these guys out. I really enjoyed it. You know, they were talking about X-Men Days of Future Past and some of the plot holes. And I loved it. And the entire time I was listening, I'm like, yeah, there was that. But there was just one in particular that just bothered the hell out of me. And it doesn't really give anything away, you know, spoiler wise.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I will get to it, but the entire time that they were talking about X-Men Days of Future Past and the plot holes, I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, there was just this one bit that just drove me nuts. And I was so surprised that they didn't mention it. And it ended up being like one of the last things that they mentioned. And it was like they had the same problem that I had with it. Okay. So there is this scene where Quicksilver, Quicksilver's mutation allows him to experience time. Well, he's able to move a lot faster than us normies. You know, or muggles. How about that? Might as well. Yeah. Anyway,
call yourself a muggle.
I don't know. I have no idea where I was going with that. But anyway, so Quicksilver, dude, moves really freaking fast, right? You know, faster than we can even see. And you know, it, what is it? 1/500th?
He's definitely a mover.
Yeah.
He runs a bit.
Anyway, so there's a scene, you know, where he's running around doing this thing, but he's got headphones on and he's listening to music. Now, okay, I get it. You know, when he's moving fast, anything that he's holding or is somehow attached to him will continue to move at that speed. But there is no way that his mutation would speed up the electronics and the physical limits of sound itself in order for this song to be playing, like, at this, you know, oh God, it just bothered me. And the only thing I can think of to explain it away is because, you know, he's moving so fast, that it accelerates everything, you know, that much closer to the speed of light. So it's a time dilation type thing. So maybe that's how he was actually able to continue listening to the music. And in fact, actually that kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of like his aura around him, like, okay, the speed force for the Flash.
Oh, shit, I don't know if I have a problem with that anymore.
See, you just explained it yourself. I tried to explain it to you when you mentioned it before.
I don't know, it just doesn't...
Your brain just farted, didn't it?
You can't use time dilation to explain everything. Just...
It's all timey-wimey.
Oh, it was timey-wimey. Oh... Anyway, I saw X-Men Days of Future Past. Did I say it on Monday or Sunday? I don't remember. But overall,
I think you went to see it, you went to watch it Sunday, because that's the day I went to watch it too. But I missed like the first 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Which kind of sucks, but I wouldn't mind going to see it again. I liked it.
Okay, then it must have been Godzilla that I saw on Monday. I don't remember, but
Yeah, it was Monday.
So yeah, X-Men Days of Future Past.
I know more of what you've done than you do. That's scary.
Well, it's because I don't pay attention to anything. But anyway, I'm giving it a didn't hate it, and right now we're talking about the SLS cast anyway. So yeah.
So they did.
Say what?
Are you saying like in a recent episode that they talked about that?
Yeah, I seems to, like, they must have just released that episode within the last like day or two, because there was some very, very relevant stuff in there that just happened that they talked about. So anyway, that's my what are you listening to this week, the SLS cast. Great job, guys.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah,
I do like movies.
Do you have a hashtag moron?
Kind of. It's another rant about, you know, just people in general.
Okay. Well, we were hoping to have Ryan Connolly call in tonight. Things just didn't work out. So that's okay. And I'm getting a message, or we're getting a message from Matt saying it was earlier today that the episode posted, and thank you for the shout out. Hey, thanks for creating a podcast and reaching out to us. I'm excited that someone actually found us on Stitcher. This is the first time that it hasn't been, this is the first time, at least that I know of, that someone has just kind of randomly found us, and it's not tied
to someone out in the wild.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not tied to us calling in to Netheads or. Oh, by the way, speaking of calling into Netheads, I cannot call in to this morning show on Wednesdays anymore. I am just too tired, and I come off like a fucking moron. That's really...
The one time that you called? Yeah, you were kind of tired. You're like, yeah. No,
it's not just the one time. It's every time I've called them in the morning. It's just... I just
in this morning?
Yeah, in this morning. Sorry. Right, anyway, squirrel, what was I saying? I really do distract easily.
Yes, you do. Yep. I will listen to this SLS podcast because I do like to listen at work. You know, my overnight job, I do run out of podcasts really quick.
Yeah.
Because I listen to everything there.
Yeah. As far as I know, this is the first time that someone's actually just found us out in the wild. Everyone else has either been somehow connected to us calling into Netheads or this morning show through Gabnet, you know, even before I started doing Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle, you know, because we'd call into Jim's show a lot, and we picked up some, you know, Jim would, you know, Jim gives us a lot of promotion, although we talk about Jim a lot too. But I'm pretty sure he sends more listeners our way than we send his. But hey, you know, it's all good.
It's all good.
But we're not here to please you. We've called in there a couple times, so I'm sure we've picked up a couple of people from there. But as far as I know, Matt Quinton is our first out of, you know, just completely out of the wild, just stumbled on us by us just throwing the podcast, you know, in as many places as frankly as we have hours in the day to actually work on this stuff and get it registered. So that's awesome. It's freaking great that someone found us that way. Is there a game tonight? No.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say you could shout out a. You know,
There's a party next door, but no game.
Oh. Well, I was going to say, you know, if the game was about to end, we could give him a shout out and give him some fireworks again like that last time. That was really awesome.
Yeah, that just lined up, you know, way too well. That was pretty cool. But anyway.
Sorry, Matt.
So Ryan Connolly was going to give us a call tonight with a hashtag morons, a listener contributed hashtag morons. Oh, and by the way, when we do hashtag morons, we actually do the pound sign and then write out hashtag and then morons. You know, I've been seeing like a lot of like, you know, pound morons on Twitter. But just in case anyone is wondering how we actually do it, we go that extra step and spell out hashtag. So
I like how you said that, how people pound morons. Did we ever kind of explain what that is, the hashtag morons? Something that just irritates us during the week and we just kind of save it because, you know,
it's and hashtag morons, you know, and save it for the pod originally kind of were the same segment and everything, and because we do have a first time live listener, we definitely are a conversational podcast, and our original idea, well, hey, it's covered in episode 2 if you really want to get the longer version of the story, but But yeah, Kevin Smith said, grab a buddy, record a podcast and everything. And we always watch movies together on Saturday nights. You know, he's in Texas, I'm in California, and we use Skype. And we just make each other laugh while we're watching the movie. And we decided, hey, this is the podcast. And then so we tried it, you know, doing like a voiceover type, you know, MST.
Like a commentary.
3K, yeah, commentary type thing, and it just didn't work. I mean, we weren't choosing the right movies, and you know, we were on the spot, and we knew that we were recording, and just it fell apart. And we decided, you know, the conversation leading up to the movie, you know, there might be something there, and we tried it out, and that's basically how we ended up where we are today. It's just kind of evolved from there. We've taken the conversation, put a little bit of structure around it, and right now we're there's the hashtag morons, the things that happen during the week that just piss us off. And so, you know.
Yeah, and you just can't rant about it anywhere else, so we just kind of put it here.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get Ryan on next week, or maybe he can pre-record something for us, you know, since you know he does work nights, so it's, and that's nights with a K. Ooh, I didn't say that yet.
Nice.
He does work nights, so you know, calling in's a little difficult for him, but he had a hashtag morons that he wanted to share with us, so I didn't even bother filling in anything there, and like I said, it didn't happen tonight, so take it away, Kitty.
You know what? Technology has just gone wrong. So wrong. I mean, something happened overnight. Okay, years ago I did work, you know, in retail. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. In retail. And I never noticed it so much then. I guess it was starting to happen. But now that I'm back into it.
Whoa. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Sorry.
Did I lose Squirrel!
Okay, so we've been talking about SLS Cast.
Yeah.
Right? So Tim lives in L.A. and Matt's in Houston.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's kind of crazy. That is freaking cool. Okay, carry on.
Okay, I'm going to have to hear that how that story happened. But okay, where was that? Oh, technology and how things have changed is like just overnight. I never saw so many people on the phone as much as I do now. All right, I accept that. The phone is just everything. You know, smartphones are everywhere. People are always talking on them. You know, talking, texting, looking shit up. But this week, I was working, you know, in the store. And most everyone knows now that I do have a second job, and it's working in retail in a store. And I heard this kid crying, you know, kind of like whining, crying for their mother. And I'm like, okay, it's kind of normal. I guess, you know, kids are in the store, they're crying. They're generally annoying. But I heard, you know, before I'd heard like a kid, you know, crying like this, whining, and it was a lost kid. So I was like, so it kind of moved around the aisle to see if there was some kid that was lost, and you know, I saw the kid, and it was in a, you know, the kid was in the basket, some little girl, and her mother was there with her, and I was like, okay, but the mother was standing there, kind of moving the buggy along, texting on her phone. I was like, all right, whatever, and the kid just kept, you know, whining and kind of crying and going, mom, kind of like Stewie, you know, in that, you know, that clip where he's like, mom. Mom.
Mommy, mama,
yeah.
Mother, mom. Oh my God, I hate that, because it just comes on, and it was one of those things. It was funny at first, but then
yeah, kind of went on a little bit long.
Yeah, then it's just like, you know, I love Seth MacFarlane, I really do, but sometimes he just takes it that. He takes it right up to the edge, and every once in a while he just steps over and goes too far.
Yeah.
And that was one of them. That was just like, okay, this commercial, you know, because now I only hear it on the commercial, the advertisement for.
Yeah, that's what made me think of it. Yes.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's such a fucking annoying commercial.
But this kid just kept doing it. She was whining and kept saying, Mama, and mom. And I'm like, good grief. And it just kept going on for like 5 minutes. I could hear this kid long after they had gone. And she was still on the phone texting. And I was like, my God, woman, why do you even have a kid? You know, the kid's wanting your attention and you're texting on the phone. Like, get off your goddamn phone. Pay attention to your kid. Again, what did I say before? Some people should not breed. You should not fucking breed. Exactly. You go, Kat. It just, you know, at first, you know, it was just annoying.
Wait. I can't believe I never thought of stringing these two together.
What?
You should not fucking breed. Just be gay, damn it. Fuck you.
kitty clips.
Yeah, too much fun with that.
Yeah, well, hey, you know, when you have a soundboard, sometimes it's just fun to
I know. I would be pushing buttons too.
Yeah, I mean,
but that just irritated me to no end. That, you know, this kid was wanting the attention of her mother, and mom just didn't care. Texting away on her phone, whatever. And I'm like, you're a terrible parent.
Your
kid is right there in front of your face, and you're just not even paying attention. This kid's whining, wants your attention. I felt sorry for the kid.
Yeah.
And is this the state of things that people are, you know, because people are all the time texting, but this one instance just really irritated me. You know, the neglect.
You know,
now, if the kid had a phone,
how old was the mom?
She had to be about 30.
20. Oh, wow. 30?
Maybe 25 to 30, somewhere around there.
Okay, so definitely a millennial. I don't know. This is how I know that I'm definitely a Gen Xer and not a millennial, because I am right on that border. But the millennials just have this freaking sense of entitlement. Like, everything should be handed to them. And
stupid kids.
Yeah, and then that's one of those things where it's like, okay, now I'm bitching about the younger generation. Ah, shit, it's happening. Okay.
It is inevitable.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, I want to continue bitching about the younger generation. That means I'm kicking life's ass and keeping going and all that good stuff. Yeah.
It is fun.
But, I don't know. I've been noticing. See, I just don't feel like it's really my place to comment, because, you know, we don't know if that kid was being a giant shithead earlier, and the mom is normally attentive, but this is part of, like, the kid's punishment.
What, to be ignored? You don't ignore a kid. She could have at least told the kid, you know, come on, be quiet or something.
Well,
but this was just going on and on and on.
Yeah, but, I mean, what I'm saying is we don't know what happened before it.
Whatever the hell happened before it, take it out of the store. Don't annoy
me
with it.
Okay, yes, that I will grant you. That was rude of her to allow it to continue with, you know, within the store and interrupt other people's day.
Their general good shopping experience.
I don't know. People don't care anymore. Everyone's just rude. That's really all it boils down to.
They'll run you over and they don't care. Because they're on the phone.
Because they're hashtag morons.
Of course. That's what's wrong with people. So that's my kind of rant. Just people being stupid and not paying attention. Pay attention, people. There, you know, there's a world outside of yourself. But cool. I think the people we talk to, they're generally attentive. But well, so watch out for those other people. It's like when you're driving, there's always idiots on the road. You're not the idiot, but everyone else on the road, they're an idiot.
Yeah, everyone on the road is an asshole, or yeah. You know,
I mean, not
a
me,
fucking
not when
moron,
I'm driving,
or yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm going to start doing if something stupid happens on the road and I happen to pass somebody. You hashtag moron! And they'll be like, what did they just say? The hell is a hashtag moron? You are. And I'm going to tweet that.
Okay. All right. You know, and while you're tweeting that, I will save it for the pod. You know, I already talked about, you know, the changes I made to the website, and that's kind of what I was planning on talking about and save it for the pod, but I just figured, you know, let's just get to that at the top of the show. So tomorrow, if tomorrow goes the way I would like it to go, I will go see A Million Ways to Die in the West and Maleficent. Now, I really want to see both of these movies.
Yeah, I kind of want to see...
I know you want to see A Million Ways to Die in the West, because, again, Seth MacFarlane. You know, both of us loved Ted. Oh, my God, when we watched Ted, how many times did we sing Thunder Buddies? Yeah, and just, like, for weeks afterwards, we were just spitting quotes out to each other. Yeah, you know, most of them were Thunder Buddies for life, but yeah, that movie was just awesome. That's really, and it's one of those weird ones where I'm sitting there watching it with my mom, my dad, my brother, and my sister, and all five of us were cracking up. Like, even my mom, it's great.
Wow.
So. I mean, there were parts of it that you know,
you're kind
of
cringing at, like, ooh, I can't believe I'm watching this with my family.
No, it's cool though. It's, yeah, it was awesome. So, just based on that, you know, if I knew nothing else about Seth MacFarlane, I would still want to see A Million Ways to Die. But the Garmy's in it, Ralph Garman. Yeah.
With a stash, with a horrific stash or something.
Yeah, yeah. Now
I want to see it just for that.
When I was a teenager, there was a radio, well, there were two radio programs that I never missed. One of them was Loveline with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla. And Ricky Rackman before Adam, actually. But
Ricky Rackman?
Ricky Rackman, yep.
Sounds like some kind of animal.
No, he was a DJ and everything. You know, guy was pretty cool. Okay. But then Adam Carolla took over and yeah, the Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew years were actually pretty awesome. I never missed a show. I thought it was the greatest thing ever. And I actually met, Dr. Drew one day, when I worked at Club 33, I was restocking one of the carts and someone had asked me a question and I had my back to this person, you know, while I was restocking. And you know, this guy walks up and says, oh, excuse me, blah, 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 blah. And I immediately, you know, jump up. It's like, I know that voice, and turn around. And sure enough, I'm right there, Dr. Drew. It was awesome.
I know you.
Like, oh, my God, I listen to you every single night. Blah, blah, blah. Well, at least I did like 5 years ago. But but yeah, so that was one of the shows. But the other one was the Kevin and Bean Morning Show, which Ralph Garman is a major part of. And so I've known about Ralph, you know, long before he started doing Hollywood Babylon with Kevin Smith. You know, the guy's been making me laugh for more than half of my life now. So him being in the movie, I have to go see this. So, A Million Ways to Die in the West. It looks hilarious. It's got a good cast, and yeah, I'm what? What did I say?
Nothing. I was coughing. I should have muted.
Okay. You do realize that I will end up going back and listening to this at some point. So you might as well just tell me now what I said.
Oh, nothing. It's nothing you said. I got distracted by Twitter.
Oh, okay. I'm going to guess it was when Matt Quinton said, damn it, woman, get out of here with your logic.
No. It's
no.
Something else.
Okay. All right. Anyway, moving on. Maleficent. Yeah. Yeah, okay. a little bit of a Disney freak. Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna have to tell me about that one. I know, because I keep seeing the posters, I see the ads.
Honestly,
I kind of get a. I don't even know if I've got a basic idea of what this movie's about. Some.
Okay, have you ever seen Sleeping Beauty?
Years ago.
Okay, so you know about Aurora and
Borealis?
Yes.
The Northern Lights are in this?
Yes, yes. Princess Aurora. Anyway, pricks her finger on a spinning wheel needle, you know, falls into a deep sleep. Yes.
Oh, well, I know the whole story about the, you know, pricks your finger on the spinning wheel, falls asleep.
Right, and then Maleficent is you know, the sorceress and everything. And,
jeez,
you know,
I didn't even realize
dragon,
her name.
All that. Yeah, this is the Maleficent is the story. You know, it's her story.
So whenever a girl falls asleep, this is a story about the evil woman that did this to her?
No, actually, I think it's kind of more of an origin story, I believe. Or at least, you know, I saw a preview for it before the full title is Maleficent and the Northern Lights. I like it. I saw the trailer for it in, I don't even remember what movie now, but I took one look at it and went, yeah, okay, I'm going to go see that. And that's,
I know you've been talking about it for a while.
I haven't really been talking about it that much because honestly, I don't really remember what it's entirely about. I just remember seeing the trailer and just deciding in that moment, yeah, I'm going to go see that. So that's at least, you know, I'm saving it for the pod, but I'm kind of saving it for next week. So
tell us about it, because I probably will never see this movie.
Well, I don't know. Maybe it'll be a flick pick one of these days, you know?
I'm just saying in the theaters, I'll probably never see this movie.
Okay. All right. That's fair.
I mean, I kind of want to after hearing you talk about it, but, you know, time limited.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Should we move on to some Who News?
Yeah. Well, I thought we were still talking about movies. I was wondering if you heard the thing about Thanos. Who got cast for that?
Yeah, I did want to talk about that, actually. Oh my gosh. So
I can totally see that.
Take it away, Kitty. Take it away. You brought it up.
So what was it? Has it been a couple of days, I guess?
Yeah, it's been like two or three days, I think.
Yeah, they hit Twitter that Thanos is going to be played by Josh Brolin.
Fuck you, take my money.
I can see that. I can totally see him as Thanos.
Just, yeah. God, they were making all the right moves.
And. Holy shit.
Josh Brolin in The Goonies. First introduction to him, at least that I remember. And, yeah, what child of the 80s doesn't love The Goonies? Right?
Yeah, so good. I can't wait to see that one.
Okay. All right, there we go. And then, you know, he did plenty of other movies before them, but the next thing that really got me to really notice him as an actor was the role that he played in Milk.
Oh, yeah, that councilman?
Mm-hmm. And he smashed it in that film. And then Men in Black 3, playing young Kay.
Yeah, he was.
Oh my god, that was so awesome!
I liked him as young K.
Yeah, now I haven't seen W, but I heard that he was also another one of those roles that he smashed out of the park.
Yeah, I saw.
I really do need to go back and watch that movie at some point.
I've seen the majority of that movie, and he was good in that.
Yeah,
okay. So I've kind of seen him as, you know, as generally a good guy, like, you know, like Men in Black 3. And I've seen W, which he was that character. And then and just being a general asshole like he was in Milk. And so I think he can do that. I think he can be Thanos. He can have that attitude.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever... I guess you haven't read too much on Thanos, have you? In the comics?
Well, see, I just really started reading comics, you know, within the last year or so. So
yeah, so I think they've just come
out
with
the... In fact, I'm more of a DC person.
Yeah.
So...
I think there's some new comic out dealing with Thanos. So, you know who you can call for that. So, I'd call and ask Trent.
Yep, over at Death Ray Comics.
Yeah.
In Logan, Utah. Oh, dude, they're doing the live show in 2 weeks. I'm so fucking bummed that just can't get there. And then, I looked at it and taking another trip out there right now would cost over $500, and there's just, I can't justify that. I really can't.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
Yeah, plus it would be strange going back there without you after our trip. It's just, you know, that was an awesome trip, and I'm gonna remember it for. Well, and until I pull a Donald Sterling and get Alzheimer's, but
wait, what?
Are you making
some kind of sports reference?
Yeah,
this is general geekery. There is no sports referencing here.
Unless you're
talking about hockey, and I'm cool with that.
Hey, what about baseball? What about baseball? You already brought it up tonight. You know, when we were the very first time that we read all of our, you know, our new Twitter followers from the previous week, because I think we read everyone the week before who had followed us, and we got the idea just because it was something that Jim had done. I went, hey, that's a good idea. I'm going to steal that.
Sure, he's glad to hear that.
Oh, hey.
I would have said an homage to Jim. I wouldn't say I just totally stole your idea.
But
Jim.
You're a lot more clever than I am. You know, I think that I say it. That's really all it boils down to, waffles.
You just put it out there on Front Street.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's I'm good with it. You know,
somebody's got to be diplomatic here.
Every once in a while, I'll say something really stupid, or I'll go back and be like, "Oh my god, did I really just say that?" But yeah, I flat out ripped the idea off from Jim, and he knows it. It's cool. At least I think it's cool. Pretty sure he'd tell me if it wasn't cool. But
we're gonna get calls.
Yeah. Actually, he does. He does know Skype. You know, he could call up if he wanted to berate us for stealing his idea.
Us? When did we become us? I'm innocent here.
Hey.
I'm almost innocent.
Hey, you are an idiot with a microphone, sir.
Toss me under a bus like a bird.
You are half of the Midnight Movie Nights. Any missteps made by me are also missteps made by you.
Homage, Jim. An homage.
An homage to Jim. Where the fuck was I going with that?
I have no idea. You said you were going to be all over tonight. You have been. I'm trying to catch up.
Oh, well.
Always trying to stay one step ahead.
This time last night, I was still working. You know, I took a little bit of time off. You know? Yeah, but you didn't start at, you know, well, actually, yeah, you did. Never mind. You have two jobs, all right? You have a reason to be working at those hours. I only have the one. I had a ridiculously long day yesterday, and I'm pretty sure I was still up at 6 a.m. and I really need to stop looking at my screen every single time a pop-up comes up. It's just, you know, one squirrel moment after the other.
Yeah, you need to pace yourself with Twitter.
Let's see, but Jim just said, I'm cool with it? Okay. Or wait, what was it? Let's see. I'm cool with it?
Oh, yeah, good, that's right.
Yeah, Matt
brought up No Country for Old Men. Sorry, I was going back to Brolin.
Yeah.
I was going to mention it, and I guess apparently I got sidetracked during that, but he was good in that. I recently watched that movie like months ago, and I was like, why didn't I see this movie sooner?
Yeah,
anyway, go ahead.
I have a confession to make. I've never seen No Country for Old Men. And it's one of those ones where I scratch my head because I know it's one of those flicks that I will just absolutely love.
That was me. I had never seen it. I heard so much about it, and I was like, I'll watch it eventually. And well, somehow it came on, and I started watching
it. It came
watching,
out like, at around the same time as There Will Be Blood, right?
Yeah, that was one show that, you know, the one movie I'd never watched either. And I finally eventually watched it.
God, that movie
was good.
Oh, my God. The way that Daniel Day-Lewis throws himself into a role, it's so freaking amazing. Oh,
it's almost sick. It's almost sick.
Yeah. But,
okay.
Yeah, there, for some reason, I wasn't seeing a lot of movies at that time, and I had a choice to make between the two, and my dad was raving about Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood, and so that's the one that I ended up going to see, and I just haven't picked up No Country for Old Men yet. So that'll have to be a flick pick pretty soon.
Thanks, Matt.
So, yeah. I don't know. Who knows?
Yes.
Who cares?
So,
did you finally end up watching, you know, did you end up watching that little trailer that they released?
Yeah, that little snippet of thing. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I watched it.
Oh, going back.
Is it
okay,
August yet?
This is very, very, very relevant to Who News, only in that it's because of a spinoff, but on SLS Cast, the most, you know, episode 77, the one that they just released today, they were actually talking about Torchwood Miracle Day. And, oh my God. And another connection to Torchwood would be Torchwood Children of Earth. Peter Capaldi played Frobisher, and now he's going to be the Doctor. I'm geeking out a little bit. My mind's going a lot faster than I can speak, but thinking about like the connections to the fires of Pompeii.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder how, like, what they're going to do with that. Because I don't know if you saw, but if you look at the titles, I think it's on IMDb already, but some of the episode titles, there's references to Pompeii. It looks like they are actually going to try and explain that away.
How he looks like those people?
I don't know if it's how he looks like those people or if they're actually going to, I don't know. There's so many cool things that they can do with that. I really don't even want to speculate. I really don't.
I just wish it was August already.
Yeah.
I want to see at least a trailer with him talking or moving around or something, because I have to know what he's going to be like.
So,
and you know, other people have brought up that they put too much time between the seasons, and I do kind of get bored and forget about it. And just every once in a while, I was thinking about it 2 or 3 weeks ago. You know, I haven't heard anything. Are they even going to talk about Doctor Who anymore? And then what? This week, they finally bring out that trailer, and it's coming out in August. I'm like, okay. And I may forget about it by August. Because that's 2 months away. June, July, yeah, 2 months away.
Yep. And here's hoping that it's August 1st and not August 31st.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, what's our flick pick for this week?
Oh, we're going to watch Pacific Rim. You've never seen it. I can't believe you've never seen it.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of movies that I end up missing.
And I think you were talking about this. Actually, I think Jim was talking about it, and you had called in, and you said you had never seen it. I was like, what? We had talked about watching it before.
Yeah, okay, it's directed by Guillermo del Toro, right?
Right.
Okay, so hands down, I'm going to love it. I mean, he's one of those guys I give a free pass to. I will see anything. God, now what?
Nothing. I'm just that you said that.
What, the free pass?
Yeah, that you'll watch any movie of his, and I'm trying to think of a few of movies that he's done. That
Pan's Labyrinth.
I never watched that. I think I've seen part of it. It was all not in English, right? And it was just weird and screwed up, and I don't need that.
Yeah,
I got enough weird and screwed up things. I don't need to see it on the screen.
Okay, but let's talk about this cast. Uh-huh. Charlie Hunnam's in it.
It's Jax, Sons of Anarchy. That's one of the reasons I wanted to watch it.
Okay, Diego Klattenhoff. Do you know what?
What was that a name?
Yeah, Diego Klattenhoff. He has a role in Homeland. And
see, I lost track after that, after the first season.
Okay.
If you
saw the first season, then you would know him as Mike.
He's the best friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I got a...
Okay. Idris Elba.
Yeah, I know who that is. He's good. He's been in a lot of movies.
Oh,
and he's wasn't he Luther?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heimdall.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and he even made an appearance in the American version of The Office. Okay, and then we've got Charlie Day also in this. You know, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Do you ever watch that show?
I think I've probably watched a little of the first season.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that I dip into on and off, but it usually makes me laugh.
Yeah, I heard it's good, but I think it's one of those that things didn't really happen in the first season, and I kind of lost interest, and then it started to pick up after that, and it's just something I never got back into.
Yeah.
But I heard it's good. I mean, I watched it, pre DeVito, so.
Really? I didn't know there was a pre-DeVito.
Yeah, I don't think he was in the first season.
Okay, well, we'll have to fact check that one, but...
Yeah.
But, you know, we did mention Torchwood a little bit, and Bernd Gorman is even in this movie.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
See, it's been a while since I've seen it then. I guess I don't remember him that much. Because okay. I'll pick up on it when I see him. Because like in Dark Knight Returns, when I went to see that in the theater, it's like...
Yeah, in the theater. Owen! Owen!
And it's kind of strange, you know, people are looking at you. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but Okay, so... I'm literally just looking at the IMDb page right now and just seeing names. You know, Clifton Collins Jr., I've seen him in quite a few things.
Ron Perlman,
yeah, and
who's also in Sons of Anarchy.
Mm-hmm. And there's this one actress that I always tend to notice in a lot of science fiction, like TV shows, and you know, I've seen her pop up in a few movies. She recently had a role in Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, playing Alice's stepmother, and that is Heather Dirksen. Okay. In this, she plays Lieutenant A. Kadenovsky. I have no idea if I said that right. But I would have to say, just because she's an actress that I follow, you know, I usually only see her in small roles, but when I see her, I usually like the character that she's playing, or at least like her portrayal, even if I don't like the character. And so she's just one of those, you know, she's, you know, like that lady type actors, you know,
that lady.
So I saw some pictures of her in Pacific Rim, and that's actually the first thing that made me want to see this movie, believe it or not. It's just, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, there's this actress that I like. All right, good enough for me. It really doesn't take much for me to want to see a movie. Just because, you know, like, I can turn my brain off for a little bit and just sit back and let myself be entertained. That's why I love them so much. I let myself get lost in the story. You know, we've talked about doing things like you know, reviews of movies and everything, and trying to like really step things up and be all professional and all of that. And
wait, professional? Are we
Yeah, we talked about? We talked about this a long time ago, and then both of us were kind of like, screw that. You know, let's just have fun. That's really what it's all about.
I mean, let's face it. Talking about stuff and things in our life is what we do. We top it off with discussing a movie we plan to watch. And if that encourages people to watch this movie that we recommend, then that's pretty cool. I mean, don't you agree?
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, I kind of like what we've been doing, you know, fairly recently with... We've been making a lot of choices that one of us hasn't seen.
Yeah, maybe someone... And it's just something that we like. Put it out there, and hopefully, you know, like you said, one of us hadn't seen it. The other one may like it.
Okay, so because I haven't seen it, I now need you to convince me to watch this movie, even though we both know I'm going to watch it for Heather Dirksen.
It's got giant monsters and robots in it.
Okay, who are fighting. Let's go watch a movie.
I mean,
speaking of giant monsters. I saw Godzilla.
Yeah, you kind of briefly mentioned that. Tell me about that. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
I
did warn you I was going to be all over the place tonight, and I alluded to it being, you know, a complete and utter lack of sleep because I really only got like 3 hours, and then I had to get up and go to a baby shower and everything, and yeah. So yeah. I'm kind of running on empty. I'm little more spastic than normal, but so I in addition to what was the other movie that I saw?
X-Men.
Yeah, I was just seeing if you paid attention. In addition to X-Men, yeah.
Oh, I should have said what?
Okay, so I didn't hate X-Men, and for potential newcomers to the show, our rating system is very simple. It's either hated it or didn't hate it. I don't think either of us have hated anything yet. But we had a kind of hated it once, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a sliding scale. It's either hate it, didn't hate it, really didn't hate it.
Neither of
really
us
really hated it.
Yeah, neither of us are really going to go see a movie that we know that we're going to hate anyway. So pretty much everything's going to end up with a didn't hate it. And
if it's,
God,
if it didn't,
I don't even
hate it,
remember what episode didn't hate it came in, but
well, we get to that point where we didn't really want to crap on anyone's art.
Yeah,
that was the whole thing. We didn't want to go out there.
Yeah, plus
and say,
plus we're also recognizing that we're really not going to be picking, you know, movies that we're nothing. Only going to pick ones that we're more than likely to like anyway. So, yeah, but every once in a while you'll go into a you'll go to a movie, and even though we don't want to walk, you know, shit on someone's art, you know, sometimes I'll walk out of this theater and just be like, oh man, that sucked. But, you know, and if I don't have anything nice to say about it, my mommy taught me to not say anything at all. Also, Thumper taught me that, now that I think about it. Yep. Good old Bambi. Anyway, so yeah, I really didn't hate X-Men Days of Future Past. There were things that I had issues with, but overall, you know.
You kind of resolved that tonight, though, didn't you?
No, not really, because there's so many more issues. There really are a lot of plot holes with that movie.
Yeah, it deals with time. Time can go anywhere. That's the way I see it. I mean, unless it's something like a major screw-up. Well, I'll bring up X-Men 3. Well, you know, what, X-Men The Last Stand? Mm-hmm. That's a movie I definitely had a lot of problems with. And the major one was the Juggernaut. The Juggernaut was not a mutant.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch. Okay. All right, I don't think he actually says bitch, but I always add that in my head.
But he was just the major part of it that I really had a problem with.
Because okay, so for someone not familiar with the comments, if the Juggernaut is not a mutant, what was he?
He had a mystical power, the power of the crystal gem of Sidorak. He found that, and it's what turned him into the Juggernaut. It was not a mutant ability.
Well, did it mutate him in some way?
Oh yeah, I guess it mutated him in some way. You know,
whether or not it's a a natural evolution or an artificial mutation, like with what happened with the Fantastic Four, let's say, or the Senator in the first X-Men movie. You know, aren't they still mutants if they have been altered in some way to...
Not altered. It's like it was a mystical power. It was basically like a magical power. Yeah, it did mutate him into the huge bulking guy, but... And then there was a whole story with him. You know, a backstory with the Juggernaut. They never addressed that. And, you know, he's Xavier's stepbrother. And that was kind of what turned him into the Juggernaut.
I didn't know any of that.
Yeah. He was kind of the bad kid. And he was sent away as a kid, and he was just, you know, that's kind of what
turned him. So Juggernaut is Xavier's Sabretooth.
Yeah.
To, you know, his own Wolverine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's, you know, he was, you know, the gym turned him all powerful, you know, and no one could really stop him. I mean, they could. He even fought Spider-Man. Spider-Man picked him up. But, you know, again, I just had problems with that. You know, with a few other things, but that was the major problem I had. It's like, damn it, Juggernaut is not a mutant.
Okay.
Anyway, you hashtag moron.
All right, so yeah, I didn't hate, you know, X-Men Days of Future Past gets a very solid didn't hate it, you know, with the caveat of, okay, yeah, I had some issues with it, but... I've had issues with every X-Men movie since the first one. I loved the first one. I really, really enjoyed the second one, but there were parts of it that I was just like, why? Just why? But other than that, yeah, I did actually really enjoy Days of Future Past. So I can't... I would say the first X-Men and Days of Future Past are definitely my two favorites out of the franchise.
Wait. Did you say the first one and then
Days of Future Past? Oh, yeah. First Class. I'm sorry.
I kind of liked it.
You kind of liked it? Wow. Okay. That's a new scale of rating for us.
Well, it's a lot better than The Last Stand.
Yeah.
Did not like.
You know what? I didn't like the Wolverine. I'm giving the Wolverine. I hated it.
Really?
I did not like that movie. Okay. We have our first hated it. The Wolverine. Okay, so Days of Future Past, didn't hate it. Godzilla.
Yeah, get back to Godzilla. Giant lizard tearing things up.
I don't get Godzilla movies. I mean, there were some really freaking awesome effects, and overall, I was able to, you know, I did walk out of that theater feeling entertained, but I really don't get the whole Godzilla thing and everything.
Well, like, yeah, you kind of missed that era. I mean, me, I'm just, maybe a couple of years older than you are, and, I remember the afternoon movies with Godzilla tearing things up. The guy in the rubber suit walking around, smashing up models. And well, I don't know. It just seemed fun to me at the time.
I like what they did with the plot and everything. It's just some of the execution.
Well, I don't understand what the plot could be. It could be a giant lizard shows up and starts tearing things up. People have to stop it.
No. Actually, it's very, very different. This Godzilla movie is very, very different, so you should definitely go see it if you were a fan of Godzilla when you were younger. Go see this one, because it's not just a guy in a rubber suit smashing things. There actually is I think a pretty good story behind it. It just wasn't completely executed as well as it should be, but damn, there were some awesome special effects in it. And there was just one part where this isn't really much of a spoiler. There is a decapitation in the movie, and it's just one of those like, whoa, Jesus, I can't believe they did that. At least that was my reaction. And then there was this one thing. Okay, does Godzilla have any special powers, or is he just like, you know, giant lizard that smashes things?
I think at one point he breathed fire. But other than that, no, he just, big lizard, tore things up. People didn't like it, tried to stop him.
Okay.
They even threw a moth at him at one point.
Threw a what?
A moth, a giant moth.
A giant moth, okay.
You don't know who Mothra is?
No.
Jeebus, Siebes, what the...
I basically knew almost nothing about Godzilla before going to see this.
Well, I guess that's a good thing that you don't have that history. Maybe that's why some people hate on it so much, because they're big fans of the older movies. You know, with the exception of the Matthew Broderick Godzilla, which I really didn't have that much of a problem with. You know, I didn't totally hate it. I mean, it didn't seem like a Godzilla movie.
You just mostly hated it.
Yeah, just kind of mostly. But not because it didn't... To me, it just didn't seem like a Godzilla movie. It just seemed like a monster was attacking, and they just happened to call it Godzilla.
Okay.
But I totally didn't hate it. We're going to get calls for that.
All right. Well, I don't know. It's starting to feel like it's that time.
Okay, I was going to bring up something, but I don't think...
So bring it up. We're not...
Well,
okay, hold on. You have one choice. You can bring it up now, or you can wait a week.
All right, I'm not going to wait a week. Matt brought up the point about time travel. He said the only movie to really get time travel right was 2009 Star Trek. And I've heard a lot of people, even the other day, someone saying, you know, they hated what they were doing to Star Trek because it just crapped on every fan. And is it just me, or did no one get the fact that that is kind of an alternate universe? That's how it's
right?
Not like a reboot. You know, with a reboot, they just, that is kind of like crapping on everything that happened before. This is an alternate reality because of the time travel part of it. And oh shit, spoilers. But.
Okay, a movie that is now 5 years old. I'm going to say spoiler-free zone.
Yeah, but damn, we still said spoilers when we talked about Star Wars.
Yeah, I don't know. I make up the rules as I go.
Okay, I go with that.
And you just run with it. You very rarely call me out on my bullshit.
I just go with it. Unless it's something
that's
I really
cool.
Just disagree with. And I'll say, hold your role there.
Hold my role.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
At Movie Nights Pod, you don't know hashtag Mothra? I'm really stunned and dazed by that statement. Thank goodness for Bob. All right, right now, you promised you would tell me the story of Bob.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, fuck off.
We were talking...
fuck you.
Okay. Okay, we'll get to Bob after we get to Star Trek. But that's,
yeah, it's
that's
an alternate reality. Come on.
Yeah,
they're not
shitting on
you know, Star Trek, you know, the original series or even, you know, the movies.
I mean, somewhere out there, the Star Trek that, you know, that everyone knows and loves is out there. But this
yeah,
one.
But the Star Trek that everyone knows and loves did a really good job of shitting on itself.
Where? When?
Star Trek V.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it did have a Catwoman in it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that was kind of... I don't acknowledge Star Trek. I don't even think I own that one.
Bullshit, I know you do. You own everything Star Trek.
Yeah, but I don't own 5.
Okay.
Seriously, I do not own Star Trek 5.
Okay.
I probably would get it if, you know, you said that was going to be a movie pick. I'd probably go get it, but I don't own it. I think I own every Star Trek movie except that one.
Apparently, Bob is an alternate reality as well.
I know.
An alternative reality as well.
But, you know, that's what I yell every time I hear someone say that. It's an alternate reality. It's what would have been had this happened in a different way. So it's still Star Trek. It's just different. And, all right, we'll bring up the thing with Khan. People had a lot of issues with that. I was like, that's not the way Khan happened. I'm like, of course not, because now it's different. They even explained it. And they brought up Section 31, which I thought was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
In the universe that we know, there is a Section 31. But they're more, you know, more covert. Because they could get away with being more covert. In this new reality, they can be more out there because they're protecting the Federation.
Yeah, it's more of a militarized Starfleet.
Yeah. And if they could continue along that line, they could show that part of, you know, the military part of it breaking down and going more towards exploration. But that's what it is. It's an alternate reality. Get over it.
Agreed.
It is. That is Star Trek. They're always doing like alternate realities, different times. So.
Yeah, and
that's what's great about it.
Isn't Star Trek an alternate reality? You know, at least, at the very least, with Star Trek IV, when they go back in time and bring the whales, and you know, now they've actually changed, you know, the course.
Yeah.
From where, yeah, so an alternate reality splintered off right there as well, I mean, right? So this is what they do, people.
That's violating the Prime Directive because they are altering the course of
but it's just a primitive society.
Not according to that probe. It shut down the Earth, everything that it came into contact with, and it's got to be a higher species or something. But they went back in time, brought the whales back, and spoke to this probe, and the probe was like, okay, it's all good. We out.
Yep. Like, yeah, I'm going to make some whale song as I retract the little ball into me, and then my, you know, I'll just go away. Okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's all good.
We're not going to let you die now, because you've got whales, and they answered it, so that's good. Goodbye. You know, carry on.
Okay. All right. Well, I really do think it's that time.
Okay. It's that time, I guess.
Yeah. So, every week we like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the graphic that he did for us and Judge Funky Boy for the theme, and we would like to thank you for listening. That is Midnight Movie Nights for this week. I am Miranda Janelle.
I am that fracking cat.
Yeah, don't we usually have a little saying that one of us says, you know? I originally started it, and then you kind of took it over. What was that again?
I'd say, let's go watch a movie.
Oh, and speaking of the very last piece, now that we have the live stream, do you know which episode has played the most?
What?
Pump Up the Volume.
Awesome. Still love that movie.
Yep. And, yeah, so, hey, do the go watch a movie thing again so I can blatantly steal from that movie.
Let's go watch a movie.
And talk hard.
Midnight Movie Night.
All right, so what the frack is the deal with Bob?
I don't know what you're talking about. Bob?
Come on, spill it. Why the hell was Jim calling you Bob all night last night on his show?
Okay, so we were talking about... I was talking about something, just about bringing up a name. Whenever you introduced me, I was going to just blurt out my name instead of saying that fracking cat. And for some reason, he brought up the fact that he was going to just start calling me Bob. So whenever he said that on his show last night, I just burst out laughing, and people are still in the place that I'm working.
Okay.
So when he said Bob, I just busted out laughing. And I got all of these looks. They were like, what the?
Well,
so I had to kind of like cough that way. Coughing.
Okay.
Well, so every time I heard Bob, I was laughing.
See, I thought it was just, you know, like clever, like, you know, like Bobcat.
It makes sense. Know?
But the thing that kind of weirded me out a little bit about it is... Now, I know this might sound strange, but Bob is one of my nicknames at work.
Bob? Like old Bob from the black hole?
Just Bob. It was a joke that happened one day. You know, walked into the office, you know, sat down at my desk with my office mate, and you know, we were talking and he said my name, and I just kind of jokingly said, "Oh no, it's Bob today." And ever since, you know, he just randomly greets me as Bob. And even like when I got a new pack of business cards, the label on it said Bob. Like, and this is actually from like the printer and everything. This wasn't just something, you know, it wasn't like the first one where he wrote it on there, just, you know, with like a marker or a Sharpie or whatever, you know, where he wrote Bob. No. He got the printer to actually print it on there, you know, on the label of it saying Bob rather than Miranda. And yeah, that was just freaking hilarious. But if the business cards were still proper and everything, you know, it still had my name and my title and all of that. But the box that it came in said Bob. So... That's so just why it was kind
Bob
of
freaked you out.
Yeah, that's why it was weirding me out a little bit last night. So
it just made me laugh, and in the context of the conversation I had, it would be understandable. But just hearing it when he said Bob,
that's awesome. All right, let's go.
We love you, Jim.
Yeah, Revelstoke, Jim. You rock. Now, wait, I gotta start up the computer so I can restart the stream. Oh no. Hey, that computer actually locked. That's awesome. You mean on air? Screw you. You can't be on air. We're still on air.
We're still on air.
I'll figure this out. Let's go watch a movie.
All right.